Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today is the chair of this year's Jefferson Rotary Auction and Annual Dinner, Adam Peterson, now joining us. So thank you very much, Adam, for being on.
Thank you, Coltrane, for having me.
You bet. Well, first of all, Adam, I know you've got your Rotary Auction coming up in the first part of November here. Just quickly tell us the pertinent information of where, when, and what time all that will be happening.
Okay, the Rotary Auction this year will be November 10th. Our social hours start at 5:30, dinner start at 6, auction to follow. You can get your tickets at jeffersonrotary.org. We are out at the Green Room at the Wild Rose Casino. In the evening will include a meal and complimentary wine at the tables. We'll have dessert to follow, and then your entrance into the auction.
Is there a kind of a change or a different way that people can get a hold of their tickets this year? Or I know you explained a little bit of the online process, but is it just simply going to your front page and clicking where they need to click to get the tickets?
Good question. This year, as also last year, we are going through an online process, and you just go to jeffersonrotary.org. I have made sure that there are a lot of places on there where you can buy tickets here, and it'll take you through a portal that's a step-by-step process that will get information as to who you're sitting with, your food, and different preferences in which you'll have. And then it will then allow you to be emailed on any updates and new items that we are getting as we get closer to that date.
Give us a little bit of a taste as far as some of the bigger ticket items this year included in the auction.
Well, items we have kind of range all across the way. Just recently, we received 20 bags of beans with 50 units of treatment. Hamilton Ready Mix have given us a full truckload of cement. As for trips and nice places to go, we have a Hawaii trip to Maui for a week given by Mike and Marg Muma. And then we have a couple other items that are just nice little things, that just a little bit of things for everybody. We have jewelry from Royal Jewelers. Landis has given us a Henry rifle that is a limited edition, one of 13 Henry rifles that we'll be selling also there. So there's a little bit for everybody. We have gift baskets. We have all things of different value. And then also during the evening, we'll have different games and other things that are going on.
Could you kind of go down a little bit of the other special side games and also talk about the silent auction? Because not only is there a live auction, you also have a silent auction portion.
Okay, there's a why the live auction's going around and why the live auction and dinner are. We will have silent auction out that people can bid on. We will have a game in the silent auction that after you bid a certain amount on each item, you will be entered to raffle to win a prize. Last year, we have not locked down our prize yet. Last year, our prize was a brand new tablet that could be used in LTE or Wi-Fi. Another game we have is a heads-tails game. At a price, you pay to join the game, and then you get to basically everybody at once chooses heads or tails, and it's last man standing who can choose the right thing more times in a row. Last year, we gave away a 65-inch TV. We are still in the process of figuring out what we're giving, but it'll be a like value of that. The third game we're going to have is a punch-out game. If you've seen Price is Right, it's just like that. You will pay $20 to join the punch-out game. We'll have a whole board of different holes that you can punch into, and you reach your hand in and pull something out, and you will receive at least something, $20. We'll have some big ticket items that people can go for. The more they play, they can go for it more.
And then you're also going to have cash raffles interspersed with your live and silent auctions, right?
Exactly. We'll have two raffles going. We'll have a cash raffle, which we will hand out this year, 10 $250 prizes for that. And it's $5 a ticket. Find your local Rotarian and they'll help you find those tickets. The other raffle we do is just the night of, we do a hog raffle. We will auction off two halves of a hog with processing.
Let's go over the food choices. What's on the menu this year for your auction?
Oh, excellent question. We've got some great food out this year. We're switching this year to a brand new buffet style, and we will have a prime rib buffet with your own chef cutting you off slices when you get to the end of there. The other meat choice will be chicken. The rest will be kind of right what you would think of a full prime rib buffet. We'll have different types of taters. You'll have a salad. We'll have some different vegetables and sides. We'll have some other spring caprese salad, I think is what the pasta salad that's going to be there. And then at the end, there'll be mini cheesecake buffet that anybody can go up and grab one, grab 10, however many you want, and have at them.
Who's going to be your auctioneer this year?
Last year, we went with Dave Whitaker and the Whitaker Marketing Group. They have been a great asset for us with both their connections and a lot of the technology that they were able to bring to us. So this year, we will again be going with Dave, his wife, Anne, and the Whitaker Marketing Group. They make it a fun night. Their guys in their pit are very active. They're making sure they're seeing you. They're keeping you involved in the night. The checkout process that we have nowadays, again, will be digital. You will be able to pay with credit card if you would like. And the breakdown and the digital copy, and we can also email it to you at a later date if you would like. It just makes it real easy. And Whitaker Marketing Group, they've kind of real easy to work with, and they really kind of get us that little extra bang for the buck so we can give the money to the community.
Awesome. And let's talk about giving that money back to the community. You raise thousands and thousands of dollars every single year. And many people might think, you know, where does all that money go to? Well, majority of it goes to local projects. Can you just kind of tell us a little bit about what specific projects? And then, of course, being part of the Rotary International Club, obviously it's going to go overseas too.
Like you said, majority of our money stays here in the community. I would say top of the list thing we do is the last year, we have given $4,000 in scholarships to seniors going to college the next year. The rest of our money goes into a grant process. And the past year, we gave money to the local libraries to help with their technology. There's some adult learning situations, which they were able to centralize. And that was all the public libraries in the county received that fund. There was some signage and other things in the downtown community in which we have helped. In the future year, we look to open the grant process or push the grant process more to our schools for teachers to get mini grants to help just with the small things that they need in their classroom. In the past year, we've given to parks, we've given to all of the school athletic facilities have something Rotary in it. This is our 19th year. With the amount that's gone out and the percentage that we give to the community, I would guess somewhere over $400,000 have been given back to the community.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Green County program, presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton, here with Jefferson Rotary Auction and Dinner Chair Adam Peterson joining us once again. Community State Bank in Peyton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.